He's lauded by some as a hero to the sick and the suffering who's been campaigning for the right to die. But where does euthanasia advocate Dr. Philip Nitschke draw the line? Friends of a Perth man who took a euthanasia drug to commit suicide say Dr. Nitschke communicated with the man despite knowing that he was neither terminally ill nor elderly. They say the medical doctor has moved into uncharted territory. Caitlin Gribben has this exclusive report.
Do you want white tea?
We'll do another one, are you?
Kerry and Trish O'Neill were like family to Nigel Brayley.
At one stage he told me that I was his Clayton's mum, the mum you have when you don't have one.
Under the O'Neill's guidance, Nigel Brayley appeared to flourish. He successfully pursued a career in the oil and gas industry, but it was his mental health that worried Kerry and Trish. Nigel's wife, Lena Brayley, had died at a local quarry in 2011, and first it was thought to be an accident.
The last 8-9 months of his life were quite horrendous for him.
Last year, the case was upgraded to a murder inquiry, and Nigel believed he was a suspect, although police never named him publicly. Nigel told Kerry and Trish the investigation and recent loss of his job had made him depressed. In May, Nigel committed suicide by taking the euthanasia drug of choice, Nembutal, which he imported illegally. Kerry O'Neill wanted answers and went to Nigel's new wife, Yari.
So I asked Yari if I could just have a look through his computer, looking at recent emails. What did particularly horrify me was that there had been an exchange of emails between himself and Dr. Philip Nitschke, the euthanasia advocate.
Dr. Nitschke says he spoke with Nigel.
Well, we had a lot of communication with Nigel. I mean, he'd been in touch with us for a while. He'd joined the organisation. When I went over to Perth to run a workshop, he came along to the workshop. I had a talk to him.
In the emails between the two men, Kerry discovered the specifics of Nigel's plan.
Nigel was very explicit in replying to Philip Nitschke that he was going to take his life within the next fortnight. Also that he was not a terminally ill person in any way, that he was presumably fit and healthy but just going through a flat period in the previous 9 months of his life, like many people do.
Dr. Nigel Brayley's family have given us some emails where the two of you were corresponding.
Yes.
In that, Nigel Brayley tells you that he is 45 years old, he says he is not terminally ill, and that he plans to take his life in 2 weeks. On the second page.
And he says he plans to take his life in 2 weeks, yes.
Yes.
Okay, and what did we say?
Did you try to stop him? Did you communicate with him that perhaps he should seek some sort of counsel?
No, if a person comes along and says to me that they've made a rational decision to end their life in 2 weeks, I don't go along and say, oh, have you made a rational decision? Do you think you better think about it? Why don't you go off and have a counsellor come along and talk to you? We don't do that.
Why not if they're suicidal and depressed?
Well, okay, but they're depressed.
He says that he's suffering. He says he's not terminally ill. He
said he's suffering. Let's have a close look at this. Show me where he says he's suffering.
Yes, on the second page.
Okay, let's have a look at it.
In that paragraph, Nigel Brayley says, I don't honestly fit neatly under Exit's charter of supporting a terminal medical illness. However, I am suffering and have been now for some 9 months.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Yeah, I remember that letter. And it's quite a detailed, insightful letter. And I think that, I don't know what you're suggesting I should do. When he says he's suffering, that I should come along and say, I'm not going to give you the information because you might use it. If a person is so depressed that they are lost capacity, they can't articulate anything. The fact that he was so insightful in his decision to make this choice indicates to me that he was indeed a person who had not lost capacity. I'm not saying he wasn't depressed, but was he so depressed that we should constrain him? Should we have certified him? Should we have put him into a psychiatric institution? Should we have restricted him in some way? Of course not. He was not at that level of depression. And people like that should not have their freedom curtailed. The point was that he came along and he gives a very good account for himself. And if a 45-year-old comes to a rational decision to end his life, researches it in the way he does meticulously and decides that now is the time of life, now is the time I wish to end my life, they should be supported, and we did support him in that.
It's where Joe used to sit, come and sit, and mind you, he was always around the other side of the tree. But
On Victoria's Mornington Peninsula, Mary and Nick Waterman are preparing for a life without their son Joe, who also committed suicide by taking Nembutal. Joe ordered Dr. Nitschke's co-authored The Peaceful Pill Handbook, which claims to be the leading authority on assisted suicide and voluntary euthanasia for elderly or seriously ill adults. Mary Waterman is angry because Joe was just 25 years old.
Yeah, I was quite angry that it was just so easy for him to access.
Joe was granted that access after simply ticking a box to confirm he was over the age of 50.
Well, he's obviously a liar because straight away the book is not made available to people unless they're 50 years of age or more, unless there's special circumstances. So I guess if he wants to tell us those lies and accesses the book and then misuses it, I guess we can't always be able to protect against that. It's a tragedy.
Yeah, but yeah, he's a liar. Joe was a liar. But of course you're going to lie if you want to get something, if you're suicidal and you want to get something that's going to help you to die peacefully.
Mary Waterman wants answers, which she thinks needs to come in the form of a coroner's inquest. And Nigel Braley's friend, Kerry O'Neill, agrees something has to change. He believes Philip Nitschke's organisation has moved into uncharted territory.
I think most people would assume their role is quite clearly for people who are terminally ill, suffering, you know, reaching the end of their life, and they're really in that situation where, you know, life has become intolerable in a physical sense. Not for people that are just simply going through a down period in their life. Everyone goes through down periods in their life.
Kerry O'Neill ending Caitlin Gribben's report. You'll see more on that story on 7:30 on ABC TV tonight. People seeking support and information about suicide can contact Lifeline on 131114.